أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله. We move on to verse number 284 of Surah Baqarah. A very powerful verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that everything that belongs in the heavens and the earth is in the ownership of Allah, and we are only trustees. We are trustees. It is left within our care for a certain period of time, but the ultimate and supreme owner of all that we have is Allah. Allah says, لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth is and belongs only to Allah. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Allah says, if you make known, if you reveal what is within your hearts, what is within your minds, these thoughts and feelings, if you make them known, you express them, you verbalize them, أو تخفوه, or you keep them hidden within your hearts, يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, Allah will take you to account for all what you conceal and for all that you reveal. Those feelings, nothing is hidden. This concept of concealment or things that are hidden, that does not exist before Allah. Everything is apparent before Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah says, Allah will remind you of those thoughts, whether you kept them hidden or you expressed them on the day of Qiyamah. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَى. Therefore, Allah shall forgive whomsoever He wishes. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَى. And Allah shall punish and penalize whomsoever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has full control, and Allah is all-powerful over all things. We come to some very, very special verses. The last two verses of Surah Baqarah, which is verse number 285 and 286. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned numerous virtues of these two verses. And one speciality that these two verses enjoy is that every other verse of the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was on earth. But these last two verses of Surah Baqarah is one of the gifts that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received when he went to visit Allah. On his journey of Al-Mi'raj, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received the commandment of Salah, and along with the commandment of Salah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received these two last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Aman al-Rasul. Allah says, the Rasul, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has brought iman, bima unzila ilayhi min rabbi, in whatever was revealed to him from his Rabb, wal mu'minun, and the believers as well, those who believed in him, have brought iman in what was revealed to them from their Allah. Kullun amana billah. Allah now mentions the foundations and the fundamental aspects of iman. What is iman? Allah says every one of them, each one of them, they believe in Allah. So it's iman billah. And they believe in his angels, the malaika, in every one of the angels. They believe that these angels are indeed a creation of Allah and they do exist. Wa kutubihi. And they believe in all the books which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Wa rusulihi. And they believe in all the messengers that came down from Allah or that received prophethood from Allah. We do not reject any one of them. We believe in every one of them. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسلي. Allah says the Sahaba and the Mu'minun, what do they say? What do they utter? They say, لا نفرق. We do not draw a distinction. We do not differentiate between any of the Rusul, between any of the messengers. We will not be like the Nasara who rejected, who do not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who rejected the message of certain prophets. And we will not be like the Yahud who rejected the message of Isa and the prophethood of Isa alayhi salam. They who draw a distinction between the messengers of Allah. But we as mu'minun, as believers, part of our iman, and in order for our iman to be accepted in the court of Allah, we must firmly believe that every Nabi and every Rasul that came from Allah, whether we are aware of him, whether we know his life, we know his name or not, we believe that he is indeed a messenger from Allah Azza wa Jal. Waqalu, and what do the Sahaba say? Allah says, they utter the words, Sami'na, we have heard, wa ata'na, we have obeyed. Now this is a special characteristic of the Sahaba compared to the Jews and the Banu Israel. Whenever a commandment was revealed to them, they questioned it. Whenever, whatever the commandment was, they questioned it. But why? How? When? They always came up with these type of arguments. But the Sahaba, what did they say? Sami'na, we have heard it. Wa ata'na, we have obeyed it. We are going to fulfill the commandment without questioning it. Ghufranak. Oh Allah, we seek your forgiveness. Ghufranaka Rabbana, O our Rabb. Your forgiveness is what we seek. Wa ilayka al-masir, and to you shall be our return. Moving on to the last verse of Surah Baqarah, Allah says, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. See, above, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, that Allah will take you to account for whatever you expose or whatever you keep hidden within yourself. Sahaba felt this to be very, very, very difficult. What about those involuntary thoughts that come? Because what do we understand? Even the involuntary thoughts that come into our minds, or that involuntary emotions that that come within us and that grip us, are we going to be taken to task for that as well? Because that is what we understand. So they came and they pleaded before the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The riwayah comes that they actually went on their knees, that Ya Rasul of Allah, seek concession for us in this regard. Because how is it that we are going to be tasked for those taken to task for those involuntary thoughts? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated the initial ruling, and Allah revealed the verse, La yukallifullahu nafsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall not burden a soul. Allah shall not place upon a soul a duty or a responsibility, illa wus'aha, except what is within the capacity and the strength and the ability of every person. So the involuntary thought that comes into your mind is beyond your capacity. It is beyond your control. So Allah will not take you to task for it, so long as you do not entertain it. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this, that whatever is beyond your capacity and beyond your control, Allah shall not place such a responsibility and a duty upon you. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ. Allah says, for every soul, for the benefit of every soul is what is the good it earns. Whatever good you do and you earn is for the benefit of the nafs. It is for the benefit of your soul. وَعَلَيْهَا مَكْتَسَبَتْ. And for against every soul is what it earns. Meaning the sin that a person earns or a soul earns is to the harm and to the detriment of the soul. لَهَا مَكْتَسَبَتْ. In favor of every soul is the good that it earns. And against every soul is the evil that it earns. Whatever sin you commit, it is a crime that you are committing against your nafs. رَبَّنَا أَوَا رَبْ لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا. Do not take us to account and do not hold us responsible for what we have forgotten. If we have forgotten and we have committed it out of forgetfulness, أَوَا رَبْ, do not take us to task for it. أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا, or if we have committed it by mistake, we have erred, O Allah, do not take us to task for it. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا. O Allah, do not place upon us إِصْرًا, a burden, a responsibility, a duty. كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا. Similar to the duties and the responsibilities that you have placed upon a people who came before us. Meaning some nations and some ummah, especially the ummah of Nuh, Musa alayhi salam, there were certain duties that were placed on them that were very, very heavy and were extremely difficult for them to carry out. So we make dua to Allah, O Allah, do not place such duties and responsibilities upon us as you have placed upon the previous people. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا. O Allah, do not place upon us and do not obligate upon us مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Such things, such responsibilities, such duties, which we do not have the strength to carry out. وَعْفُ عَنَّا, O Allah, pardon us. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, O Allah, forgive our sins. وَرْحَمْنَا, O Allah, have mercy upon us. أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا, O Allah, you are our mawla, you are our protector. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, O Allah, help us against the disbelieving folk. With that, we come to the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the longest chapter of the Quran. And inshallah, we will move on to the second longest chapter of Surah of the Quran, which is Surah Al-Imran.